Sure, mate, which I can understand that, but there's also regulations on the book if there's a sewer main available there that they can't put in other. Am I wrong in that, Scott?
But it's not available. It's on the other side of the creek.
Oh, it's on the other
side of the creek.
Well, I thought you said there's a manhole on the side.
Right down here.
Right down here.
Yeah, it goes right along that road.
Okay, you're talking about the other side. Okay.
Yeah, so he's wanting to do it over here.
I wasn't lost very long.
Yeah.
Wow.
But as you can see up there in the right-hand corner,
Okay.
You can see that up there. That's, I mean, it's just across the street as far as the office that I have now. So.
I understand.
Randy, can you catch these little orange lines? See those? Can you guys see those up there yet? That's your floodway. Everything between that orange and that orange, very restrictive. That's a floodway. Any development would have to have no rise certification. Now, this floodplain area fringe is less restrictive.
Be a lot of fill.
Is very restrictive.
Be a lot of fill before you do anything with that down there.
We have any other questions for the applicant? Anyone want to entertain a motion?
I got one more comment.
Okay.
Do you plan to use the RV park at all? I mean, it's a primitive parking.
They'd be down there. I thought it crossed my mind to maybe do some of it maybe someday. But I'm at this point in time, I don't want to mess with it at all. I really don't. So there's a lot of work in it. And like I said, my main thing is up there on the highway. That's what I was after.
What if we were to delete that use of the RV park or existing park? And you would have to come back before the board with an engineered program?
Got no problem with that at all. I understand that, too. I mean, that would have to make sense to me, too.
Okay. So. I would make a motion to accept it, alleviating the RV park and all the spots at this time.
And I would second that.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion on any further discussion?
What do you want to see engineered, Randy?
If they come back as an RV park, they need to have it all engineered.
Oh, down below.
Yeah. I mean, that was only my concern.
Okay.
That thing doesn't wait. They don't get it any warning. When that water comes out, it's immediately. So, I mean, I can see anything there.
Well, now, he still has the rights to use these dirt and sand and gravel if he wants to elevate some of his other property out of the floodway.
Well, I don't think you can do that.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
He can if the engineer certifies that it's a no rise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
What I'm talking about, if the material is moved out of the, from within the floodway to out of the floodway to be used.
When you take the dirt out of the floodway, that's development. That changes the floodway.
Yeah, you can't
touch the floodways. I mean, you can, but the engineer has to look at it, and we have to have certification.
Yeah, we've got to approve. That's got to get approved. Yeah. I know that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a motion, a second. Any further discussion?
Okay.
All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Four. So all four.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll develop a decision of record in the next few days, and a copy of it will be sent to you, and we'll have the original in the office, and Marla sends instructions. Then you can come in the office, and we'll sign and notarize it, and then you can record it.
Yeah.
Then you can move towards getting your permits for any other buildings. So.
Okay, good.
Okay,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Which catalog, brother?
Oh.
You can keep it. That's all right.
Scott, do we need to keep that for the record, the catalog, or are we okay?
No, I mean, I think we'd be okay.
Okay.
All right. Next for concept.
Case number 1840 is Joseph Kramack. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Applicants here, he's seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental in an existing single-family home located at 412 Timber Wolf Road, Hollister. The single-family home is built on Lot 3 of Timber Wolf Estates subdivision, a gated subdivision. Timber Wolf Estates was platted in 2009 as a three-lot minor subdivision is located in the Wolf Trail Estates subdivision. The single-family home is a five-bedroom home with a two-car garage and ample parking for six vehicles and a boat. An applicant also owns the adjoining lot number 2 of the Timber Wolf Estates. So these three lots, 1, 2, 3, are actually their own subdivision. They are the Timber Wolf Estates. The other lots surrounding it that are bigger, these big lots are actually Wolf Trail Estates. And its access. Is the gate still, is it still gated, Joe?
It is still gated, okay. But they're talking about it'll be torn down at some point.
Okay.
John, is that out on Fruit Farm?
Correct. It's all the way to the end of Fruit Farm, and right here is the gate, and then the county, I guess somebody's added this, but our gate's here, in the subdivision. This is all part of Johnny Morris. This is a separate subdivision that comes down here. There's three little separate Wolf subdivisions there. This all is the Wolf Trail, and then within the Wolf Trail, it looks like they took this great big lot and then made a minor sub of these three small lots, which the applicant owns these two. That makes sense. Clear as mud?
Makes sense. Is there any?
You need me to sign up? I didn't
know. Nope, this is just our concept.
Concept, no, you can. Everybody can come up if you want. Bring them all up.
Oh, there you go. Come on up. Come on.
They've done awesome tonight. You guys have
done pretty well. Yeah,
you guys have done a great job waiting to be last.
Yeah, basically, I mean, Scott pretty well covered what I'm looking to do. Just wanted to turn it into a nightly rental. I own both lots. There's not really anybody else, you know, as you can see, no other homes around me. So I'm mainly just wanting to use it as a nightly rental for the summertime. So I'm in the middle of remodeling it now. And then worst case scenario, if you guys don't approve it, I just remodel the house. You know, best case scenario, you do, then I can test the waters in the summertime. And then if that works out well, I'll probably turn it into a nightly rental full time and then purchase another property.
Are you going to manage it, or are you going to have someone else manage it?
I'll manage it myself.
Or are you going to live?
During the summertime?
No. Well, yeah, during the summertime.
Yeah, during the summertime. Well, I'm a single dad, but my kids go in the summertime with their moms. So I'll travel. I'll probably get a fifth wheel and stay local and do a little travel.
So what are you going? Who's going to take care of your lawn?
I'll still manage it. I won't go far. You know, I'm going to just rent it out. Probably have a requirement where it's going to rent out like 5 to 7 days at a minimum. And so I'll still manage the day-to-day, you know, operations of it.
Which I haven't got to meet with Joe yet, but we have a local representative requirement, which between now and your public hearing we'll go over.
Okay.
And there's quite a few of them in the area, and during a time period, I mean, they'll require somebody that's going to be a local representative, either in this county or the adjoining one, that could get there within...
Oh, like a 24-hour period
pretty
or something
quick.
Like that?
Well,
you're saying,
on
a 24-hour
call, yeah, like pipe breaks or...
Okay, sure. So, I mean, that's as simple as like a management company, you're saying,
or having
like a plumber on call that can be called, or an electrician on call, yeah. Or something like that, something of that nature.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And my question to the Planning Commission is, he owns this lot, but we have a little area here of not buffered. It looks like he's got native vegetation here that I'll get a picture of. We also have a buffering requirement on
sure.
these. So that little section right here where I got the hand moving,
yep.
They'll require bushes or a fence or
even though I own the lot next to it?
Well, that's what I was asking.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You could sell that lot.
You could sell that one.
Okay. So
we'll talk about a plan that you need to present them.
Put some bushes in
hearing.
Or something like that. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a fence. It could be whatever is easiest or what you would prefer to do in that one section right there.
Okay. Even a privacy fence or just a chain link fence or something
privacy.
Like that? Privacy fence.
Any questions for the applicant? So what are their names? How old?
Oh, Kaylee 8, Emma 6, and Joe 4.
All right. Great job. You guys did awesome tonight.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
Howard, date of the meeting so that we can kind of ingrain that in next month.
Next month. Your January 14th or something?
January. I got it.
Well, now
yes, it is 14th.
Yeah, January 14th, 16th.
I just gave them their calendars.
Okay.
Testing.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be in contact.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye, good night. So next on the agenda is communication discussion on Bye. Discussion on code amendments.
I brought you a hard copy. Amendment 2 passed. I gave you a copy of Amendment 2. So it's our medical marijuana amendment. And I spent hours researching this and decided we better look at maybe another special use section so that it didn't pass with the property that if somebody else came in. We're looking at 4 potential uses that people could come to you guys for a land use change. That we don't have anything in the code book that matches it. So those are the cultivation facilities, which we'll talk about in a little bit, dispensary facilities, a manufacturing facility, and a testing facility. There will also be transportation companies that will have to be licensed. I have already received a call on a request for a cultivation facility. The pre-application period is January the 5th. Of course, this person's wanting to get his application in as quick as he can. It's $10,000 non-refundable application fee, so...
Is this an existing facility?
Nope. Nope, not yet that I know of. I haven't been on site yet. But his proposal was all in greenhouse. And I gave you our code.
Does he have any experience?
I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that part. But the way our code book reads now and the way Amendment 2 was written, that it's pretty much protecting all the uses because they knew every county and city would just adopt an ordinance that it's not allowed in their county. You can't be more stringent. We have some things that we can do. Here's the actual section of that Amendment 2. It says no local government shall prohibit the medical marijuana uses previously listed, which I just gave you. But they can, local governments can enact ordinance or regulations not in conflict in this section that allows them to somewhat place them in their counties and locations that they would rather. The main thing that I've read through Pennsylvania, Utah, there's 31 states that have this path. And they almost everyone, except there's a couple of them that have quarter mile and half mile, but they're almost all 1,000 feet. They have that 1,000 foot from any existing school, daycare, or church. Otherwise, you really can't be more stringent than what if it was going to be a video store. The dispensaries are the ones. I don't know if we'll get a testing or manufacturing site. Who knows? There are 2 hemp sites already in the state, and they're up by St. Louis. So I'm just laying this out in front of you so that we can kind of talk about it, and then I'll bring you some proposals in January.
Well, that's what
something
I
to look at in February.
February is traditionally our month.
February is what I'm targeting for.
And that's right. Good.
Just kind of laying it out.
And I think that we should not have anything else on our February meeting, and
okay.
We should work on this.
Sounds good. I wanted to explain that I pulled all these out as specific standard examples, and I just printed these off as I found them. Some of these may or may not apply, but